Dr. Jones, you've been our guest on other Voice of America programs in the last few weeks, and there's so many things to talk about, it's hard to get around to everything. But I wonder if today, in this discussion, we can just talk about some of the international programs which the United States participates in with other nations of the world. What are some of those?
Well, the Antarctic Treaty has as one of its principles the idea of sharing efforts and work and exchanging scientists from one country to the other. And I've always found it interesting to note the number of these things that are arranged. Through the SCAR Working Group on Glaciology, we have arranged for this fall here to have a symposium called an International Symposium on Antarctic Glaciological Exploration. And you take the letters and it spells Ice Age.
How about SCAR?
SCAR is the founding group of this and supporting group of this group. Now, SCAR is an international committee formed of all of the treaty nations and those working in Antarctica, which meets every 2 years to plan cooperative programs amongst countries and to suggest areas of cooperation. The United States has going at the present time some very interesting ones. The Weddell Sea, which besides the Arctic is the only great sea of the world that is constantly covered with ice, has been under study for oceanography by the United States, Norway, and Argentina, with our icebreaker and the Argentine icebreaker working together on this program. This is one of the most profitable programs we've ever had of its sort. We have set up instruments which are now recording data underneath the ice of the Weddell Sea, and they will go back next year and collect them and get the recorded data taken through the winter season.
They'll stay there throughout the winter.
Yes, the famous fossil which checked out the Gondwanaland theory was actually by a British explorer who was with our group at the time.
And that fossil was estimated to be how old?
200 million years.
And it could have come from...
It could have come from the same group from which the animals have been found in Africa.
This supports the theory.
It supports the theory that Africa, South America, Australia, Antarctica, and India all formed from a major single continent called Gondwanaland, and then since then have been drifting apart. And have now, at this present time, are in their present locations.
I'm sure they'd like to find more of those fossils.
Yes, they would. And this was found up about 150, 200 miles from the South Pole on a bare piece of rock at the high levels. The ice deformation study, which is going on by radar sounding, is being done in conjunction with Scott Polar Institute and us and the U.S. Navy and our own scientists in the U.S. Navy. We've had, ever since the beginning of this, an exchange with the Soviet Union. This year we have a paleomagnetics man, Dr. Sharon from Washington University, St. Louis, with the Russians at their Molodochny station. And we have their man, Boris Lopatin, a geologist studying the dry valleys with us at McMurdo.
Now, you normally exchange an American and a Russian.
And a Russian every year at one of the Russian stations and at one of our stations. And we choose or suggest which one they would like and so on, and it's done. They have never missed, and neither have we. And this is the longest exchange that is going on.
This grew out of the...
Russians like it very much. It grew out of the IGY.
Yes, sir.
Then on the Eltanen, we have the Eltanen is presently working south of Australia, and we have Australian and New Zealand scientists aboard. We've had a Russian with us on this. The Hero will be working with the Russians and with the Chileans and Argentines and English down
our
there.
Ship.
That's our new wooden ship with sails, by the way, which is really an extension of our Palmer station to make it mobile. Norwegians will be having a group of people traveling with our aircraft and one of our scientists into the Crowd Mountains, and then we will pick up a group of Englishmen at Halley Bay, taking them to another set of mountains, coming back and then reversing the trip with our people to collect and put everybody back where he was when he started in a geological study. Dr. Sponholz, a meteorologist, has been with the Japanese on their ship, the Fuji, and we have a man by the name of Radock, who is from an Australian at our plateau station presently. And the Japanese will be coming to our South Pole station on the Big Traverse this coming year. So this is a long list, and we've had exchanges and cooperation with every country involved in Antarctic work, and we hope to keep it up.
Dr. Jones, the Antarctic is certainly the place where all men of this world are getting together, I would say.
Well, if you have scientists with ideas and research to be done, they can blaze the trail. And I hope that the trail they blaze will be such that the politicians can walk in its path afterwards.
Thank you very much. Dr. Tom Jones, Director of the United States Antarctic Research Program. This is Rhett Turner.